This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Our discovery of a wide-ranging surveillance program designed and carried out by the U.S. government is unprecedented. But to one particular group, some of the details we've learned in the last year have felt familiar. I'm talking about the Church Committee, named for its chair, Senator Frank Church. The committee was formed in 1975 to investigate possible abuse by U.S. intelligence agencies. Our friend Cyrus Farivar of Ars Technica has been looking at efforts to revive the committee. Hi, Cyrus.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Give us a little bit of a history lesson here. The Church Committee.
This was actually before I was born. I was born in 1982. But in 1975, the Church Committee was convened at the behest of the U.S. Senate to investigate a possible national security investigation and intelligence overreach.
Was the work of this committee important to policy? I mean, did it have an impact?
One of the most tangible things that the Church Committee created was this whole FISA system that we are talking about with increasing frequency now. FISA, of course, is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which created, in turn, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. This is this, of course, secret court that's gotten a lot of new attention in the wake of the Snowden disclosures in recent months. And, you know, President Obama in recent weeks has talked about reforming how the FISA court does business.
Okay, so the Church Committee published an open letter to the president, to Congress, and the public. What does the letter say?
So they called for this new Church Committee for the 21st century, looking at ongoing intelligence gathering programs and practices. But also they made the really interesting point saying that what the intelligence community today is doing, in their words, dwarfs what they were looking at in the 1970s.
And they were looking at things like phone tapping residences, trailing people, things like that. And they're sort of reacting to just the broad scope of the technology being leveraged today.
Exactly. Typically, in those days, people had one phone at a fixed location, their office, their home. Nowadays, nearly all of us carry around mobile phones in our pockets, which act as a really good proxy for showing where we are, when we are in time, and as that information is retained by our cellular carriers, the government can go to them and say, hey, you know, where was this person, a week ago? So I think that that's really incredible to see these veterans of looking at some of these abuses from, 40 years ago, saying now that what's going on today is far worse than what they saw previously.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor at the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thank you, man.
My pleasure.